Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And I made Sean do something for me. After I made that grandiose prediction, I said, Sean, since you are the voice of Giant fans, I'd like you to put a poll up on your social media account asking Giant fans, would you sign for Evan's long-term prediction right now? Not knowing that Daboll would be fired, because we were going into a season in which obviously you're hopeful the Giants are going to have success. You don't want Brian Daboll to be fired. And so the poll as written by Sean on that day was, hey, Giant fans, not my idea, but would you sign up for this scenario in 2026? Mike Tomlin is the head coach of the New York Football Giants. Do you know what the results were back on June 30th?
Well, remember, we're coming off drafting a quarterback that was hope for Daboll. I'm going to say it was overwhelmingly no, you would not sign for that.
Incorrect. 59% said yes, they would sign up for it.
Whoa! Wow.
And that's before Daboll obviously lost his job and before things went sour. Like, even if you weren't a Daboll guy and you didn't want them to bring him back, you were hopeful going into the season that you would just be proven wrong as a fan. You were very hopeful in the clip we played by saying, right, no, I don't think the Giants are going to be bad. I don't think they're going to fire Brian Daboll. And obviously, the season's been disastrous in ways that maybe we couldn't have predicted. Let's go to Frank in Kings Point. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up? Good.
Big fans of both you guys. 2 points. One, Rodgers is playing so bad that Tomlin's maybe one of three guys who could say to him, hey, listen, you're going to sit down next game. So that's always a possibility. With Rudolph, when Rudolph played, they moved the ball. You know, the offense scored some points.
I don't think he'd do it. I don't think it makes them better, even with the injury. And B, I just don't think Tomlin would actually pull the trigger.
But Aaron does not look good.
He doesn't. I agree.
No, he doesn't. But, and Pete, this one's for you. I don't know if you've heard anything, but do you think that Tomlin would be interested in the Penn State job?
I doubt it. It's a different animal in college right now. I know that there's some rumors about NFL coaches taking that step backwards, but it's basically double the job of being in the NFL, but you have to manage all the money. I mean, I guess there is a, whatever they call them, a general managers at some of these colleges, but you're basically managing 18 to 22 year olds' financial future. That is not appealing for a guy who's been in the league for 19 years and is making $17 million, whatever the heck he's making this year. They're not going to pay him that much, and it is not worth it for 100 kids.
Gene is calling from Huntington. Good afternoon, Gene.
Hey, how are you guys? Happy December.
What's up?
I've been on this Tomlin to the Giants for a while also, Ed, with the same reason. I think Mike is a little bit fed up with the Pittsburgh fan base, and every year he's scanning the landscape to see where he's going to go. And now he's got some great options, and I don't think Pittsburgh would hold him up if he walked in and said, I think I want to leave. And they'd say, thank you for your service, knowing that he's going over to the Maras. But an earlier caller talked about he doesn't have the offensive chops. He doesn't want him for the offensive chops. Here's a thought to throw on the table. Joe Brady has had a great quarterback. It's they kind of envisioned Dart as Josh Allen 2.0. Mike Tomlin is a William and Mary guy. Joe Brady is a William and Mary guy. They have to know each other over the years. Hmm. He brings Joe Brady down when they blow up the Buffalo coaching staff, provided Brady doesn't get a head coaching job.
Huh. I mean, Joe's going to be in the conversation for a head coaching job. I don't think he's ready for it, to be honest with you. But if the Bills, they're not going to allow him to pair.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Below move. The Joe Brady I'm talking about. So if Mike Tomlin becomes end coach of the New York Giants, the Bills aren't saying, yeah, Joe, go coach, go offensive coordinate the New York Giants. That's not happening. The only way he's coming is if the regime in Buffalo gets fired. And I don't know if that's going to happen. Like they could find a way to, despite some of their struggles this year, still be a good team, get deep into the postseason, and keep the good times rolling.
I'll take it a step further. It's December 1st, 2025. So it's sort of a long-term prediction, but I admit I had this prediction a few months ago, but it feels different saying it today. If you asked me right now who's getting to the Super Bowl from the AFC, I would put most of my money on the Buffalo Bills, despite the fact that they're not going to win the division in all likelihood.
They're 2 games behind New England.
Despite the fact that they've got plenty of issues, despite the fact that Sean McDermott can't win the big game, their biggest bugaboo has always been the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right, and they're not worried about the Denver Broncos.
No!
I guess you're maybe worried about the New England the Patriots, but you'd worry about that when you get to the postseason.
I think right now, for my money, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I think our last caller brings up something that, and I admit, I'm saying this as someone who's just using my brain. I don't have any sources telling me this. This is called Evan Roberts' brain is reporting, that there is such a respect between those two families, those two legendary NFL families, like the Rooneys and the Maras, that I think that's a deal to be made. I don't think the Rooneys would be in any rush to let Mike Tomlin go coach the Jets. I don't think they'd be in any rush to let Mike Tomlin coach the Cowboys. But I think the Giants and the Mara family and the Rooney family, which has such a long history and a lineage in NFL kingdom, that I think they would be like, yeah, this is perfect.
Right.
This is like the perfect breakup in which we send a guy that we respect and appreciate to an organization that we respect and appreciate. And that's another reason why I think it's the Giants. Right. Like, as much as I have fantasized him about him coaching the Jets, I never felt it was real. Never felt real to me. This feels real because of the family connection.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, their families are married through, I forget what the tie is. I know it, I just can't think of it. But I know that Rooney and Kate Mara are grandfather. Their great-grandfathers are the patriarchs of both family.
Hence why the name is Rooney. Rooney Mara.
Well, it's just their nickname, but you know what?
But did that probably come from the family connection?
Probably.
That's my point.
So they're tied. Like, the families are tied in a sense. So I get why people say that all the time. I don't know if they've actually done football business like that before, though. I mean, I'd have to go search it, but I don't know if they've done, hey, we're the Mara family, we're the Rota family, we're tied, let's do some business together.
Reminds me of the connection.
I don't think that's happened.
Reminds me of the connection between the Nixons and the Eisenhowers. Mm. You aware of that one?
I am not.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Dwight's grandson, David, married Richard Nixon's daughter. Did I get that right? I think I'm pretty close. Meanwhile, I hate to tell you this, but I think I'm on this page. I was actually watching the Nixon-Kennedy debate last night to put myself to sleep. Do you know
Are you serious?
Nerd alert!
What? You're watching a debate from how many years ago to put yourself to sleep?
Dude, that's the most famous debate in American history.
You know, the Broncos were playing the Commanders. That could have put you to sleep.
Trust me, this was at 4 a.m.
I'm a loser.
Not, like, jeez. During the football game. I had it. I woke up, I had an issue falling back to sleep, so I figured a little Kennedy-Nixon debate.
Yeah.
And what's funny is Dwight Eisenhower cost Richard Nixon the election.
I'm a loser.
Because Eisenhower was asked. I actually have the audio on my phone, but I'm not going to play it because it would take me too long to find it and it would bore everybody. But Eisenhower was asked, hey, your Vice President Richard Nixon, tell me something he's done to contribute to your administration. Mm. And Dwight's response was, give me some time. I'm sure I'll come up with something. It's like someone asked me, hey, can you tell me something Tommy's contributed to Evan and Tiki? And instead of like initially saying, oh, I've got like 5 different things. He did this. He did that. I'm like, can you give me a week?
Loogie.
I'll think of something, and then I'll let you know.
Yeah, that's what Ike did to Richard Nixon. Isn't that terrible?
It is terrible. And I love Ike. I'm an Ike guy, but listen, that wasn't great.
Did you go see the play?
I did, a one-man show. Yeah. Well, you were on the chat this weekend on the Mets text chat. One of our buddies texted me, Evan, can you give me your top 5 presidents? Did you read my response?
I did.
Eisenhower was on it.
Yeah, he was.
I'm a big Ike guy.
I should have known that one because you went to see a one-man show about a guy.
He's not just a guy, bro.
Well, you know.
One of our great presidents, a war hero.
Has a park named after him.
Has a park named after him. Hey, look at you. Let's go to Dino in Cranford. Hey, Dino.
Hey, guys. Hopefully all your holidays went well for all of you guys and your family.
Thank you, Dino.
You stole the thunder out of my mouth a little bit there. That's exactly where I was going with it. Due to the longstanding relationship between the Maras and Rooney's, how geeky you especially, how impactful do you think that can be in helping to facilitate a Tomlin to the Giants? Because he really could be the answer we've been searching for.
I mean, I don't think it's – that's why I was asking. I don't know if they've ever done business like this before, where there's been a crossover of because of the family relationships, the intermarriage, so to speak. But I mean, I'm sure there probably has, but not anything that's been prominent.